Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 to 20, putting the full armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of the faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all the prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. God, anoint my lips, anoint your word, and as the word of yours, give us strength and guidance, O Lord, to go on and serve you. Apostle Paul, he said to them, finally, my brethren, he called them brethren. He said, brothers, my brethren, he told them, be strong in the Lord. There are trials, there are difficulties, there are principles we need to follow. Certain times we are weak, we don't have the capability. The battle is so strong. The forces against us is more than what we can able. He did not say, the Lord will give you strength. He say, be strong in the Lord. You get the point? God, whatever strength he will give me, it will not be enough for the day. But I will use his strength. His strength will be in me, that whatever situation, I am strong, not with the strength that he gave me, but I am strong in the Lord. Him say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's a power of God in our life. When we yield fully for him, there's a power working in us that will enable us to pass through hardship, through problem, through situation beyond our capabilities and beyond our understanding. He said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need to be ready with the armor of God. Not only part of it, he said, put on the full armor of God so that we can be able to stand. When the battle started, we don't know which time we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. But at the time of our engagement, we should be sure that we are wearing. That's why we have to, every day, checking ourselves. Am I putting the full armor of God? Why I need to put the whole pieces of the armor? And we'll go through it. Because the devil is not having power, but the devil have wiles, he have schemes. There are certain times he will lead you as if you are doing the right thing, but he is deviating you little by little until you find yourself out of the picture from the word of God. He says, because you are not aware of the wiles of the enemy, so you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In verse 12, for we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood. Wrestling is that two people, they will wrestle with all their might and power. They will wrestle every day, you are not aware. But there is wrestling going on between you and the devil. Sometimes they will do like this to you, and then after that they will turn the battle after that. Then after that they will turn it in this way, and other side they will turn it in other way. He say, your rush is not against people. They are around us, a lot of people, and those people, they may cause a problem, but the one behind all these are the devil and the demons. We need to wear the full armor of God so we can see correctly what God is doing around us, and we can fight the battle with the strength of the Lord. You say, our battle, our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, not against people, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. They are principalities, they are demons, strategic demons, they are footholds, they are bondages, they are demons controlling certain things. Our battles are against them. They may use people, but the people are innocent. Our battle is against the demons, the power of darkness and hell. Every now and then, hell that is in the bottom of the earth will spell large amount of demons that all of a sudden will have a bigger problem, and you think that the people can make into you problems. It's not the people. They are demons expelled from hell against us. And that's why Apostle Paul said, brethren, be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, and put on the full armor of God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Don't go only with the helmet and you keep the other pieces. Don't go only with the boot, part of it, but you are not taking the whole part. Take the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, he said there will be a day of evil day. Have you get the point? The word of God tell us there will be a time of evil day. I don't know which time I'll be in an evil day. But I am very sure the evil day will come. But what I need to do, I cannot cancel the evil day. I cannot cancel the work of devil. But I can do one thing. I can put the full armor of God on me so that I'll be able to stand. He say, stand therefore having your loins girt about with the truth. He said, that is the loin. That's where the loin. And the first part of the armor, the fighter, he will put, there's a girt, there's some belt around him that will support his back, and he will fix all the parts up and down with that belt. And that's the belt of the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus, the word of God. You say that, when you know, you see I'm wearing a band and there's a belt around it and the band is fixed, yeah? I will just remove the band, I will just remove the belt, and if the band is loose, when I will walk and the band is loose, I have to do like this and like this. When we don't have the truth, we are shaky in our walk. You say, put the belt of truth, gird yourself, get your loins, prepare your mind for action, because when we decide to do something, we have to go along the truth. The only truth, in the year of 1999, the first time I hear the gospel, I say to somebody, I never hear like this. He told me, this is the only truth. Now I realize what is the truth. Verse 15, and your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The fighter, the warrior, when he goes to the battle, there's a belt around him, and his feet is, there's a boot, so that he can stand everywhere, no problem, there's rock, sharp edges, metal, nails, fire, he can step over, water, he can step over it, and he does not need to look down where he will put his feet, because he's already there. His feet are shod with some boot. He says, shod your feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We need to be ready to continue to give the word of God the gospel. We don't know which time the Lord would use us, lead us to tell people about him. And above all, taking the shield of faith. The warrior, when he would fight, he has shield in his hand. Look at me. Look at me. He has shield in his hand. If he's right-handed, in his right hand there's a sword. And in his left hand there's a shield. Shield here. There's two weapons. He cannot put two shields. Because if you put two shields, he cannot see. He put one shield on one side and you put the sword on the other side. So he will attack and he will protect himself. The shield, the body of the shield, that he can extinguish the arrows of the evil, the flaming arrows. There is, you know, sometimes the devil, when he will attack, he will give you not only one arrow or two. He will give you 10 arrows, 15 arrows, 20 arrows, in a multiple way, flaming arrows. The arrows, it cause wounds, it cause also burn, you know, sometimes we are hurt too much, and sometimes the arrows they put on the tip of it, the top of it, they will put poisons, so that when injury will cause paralysis or some sort of poison will affect your body. Certain time when the devil attacks, we are paralyzed, our thought and mind, we are hurt, yeah, we are traumatized. He said, take the shield of faith. When the arrows will come, there is a shield of faith. You know, the shield of faith will protect us from doing wrong things, taking wrong decisions. You know, when there are certain attacks, sometimes we react. We react. We go with our anger. Yeah, we go with our lust. We go with our revenge. We go with our pride. That is where the shield of faith is needed. You find people when they are attacked, they are calm. You find people when they are attacked, they are reacting because they don't have the shield of faith, and devil is attacking in a heavy way. That's why, how we have the shield of faith? By the word of God. The news, getting on the news, hearing gossips, that will reduce the faith. Hearing the news about the market reduces the faith, but hearing the word of God will increase the faith. Even tonight, the word of God will increase our faith to make the shield of faith ready so that we can extinguish the flaming arrow of the evil one. In verse 7, and take the helmet of salvation. Put on your head. The Father, he has a helmet on his head. The helmet will protect the head, because the head, if it is hit, he loses consciousness, he will be attack. The helmet of salvation. Salvation, there is no other way than Jesus to bring us to heaven. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The other piece of the armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We read the word of God, but through the word of God, the Holy Spirit will lead us of what we need to do. In verse 18, the last part, so we study the breastplate of righteousness, we can read in verse 14, stand firm therefore, having your loins girt with the belt of truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Every warrior, when he goes to the battle, he put a piece of metal on his chest, so that he will not be attacked by sword or whatever suddenly attacking him. His chest will be protected, his heart and his lungs. The breastplate of righteousness is the righteousness that we receive from Jesus. We need to repent of our sin, and we need to understand that we are good, not because we are good, but because Jesus is good, and we are not righteous, but we are righteous by his own blood. So the pieces of the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, there's a belt, there's a shield of faith, there's a sword of the Spirit, and there is also some strong shoes on the feet. The last part that you need to be protected is the back. The back of the fighter, it is not to protect. Most of the time there is nothing at the back. And usually the warrior, they will give their back to their fellow brother in the same army. And here in the Christian life is we give our back to one another, and the way we protect one another is by praying for one another. And that's most of the time we forget to pray for one another. We gossip against one another, we betray against one another, we speak bad against one another, but we forget to pray for that person. Apostle Paul, he say, praying always with the prayer and supplication in the Spirit, because our battle is not against people, it's against demonic powers and devil. He said, praying in the Spirit and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He said, watch and pray for everyone. That is how we are protected by our back. Because when you go, we can see what is in front of us. But our back should be protected by other people. I protect your back, you need to protect my back. How I protect? By using prayer. Prayer is needed in our life. When we don't like somebody, his behavior is not good, his attitude not good, his life is not good, the first thing we do for him is that we go and pray for that person. Amen? Pray for that person. Praying always, praying with all perseverance, with supplication for all sin. And he say, pray for me. He say, pray for me. I ask all of you, those who are here and those who are listening to the message in other places, please pray for me. Even I am standing here, but I need your prayer because my back is exposed. Amen? And the way to protect my back is your prayer for me. Yeah, you may have your opinion about me, you can say it, but you say it and you pray for me. Amen? Have you get the point? You can say whatever you speak. You are free. But don't forget to pray for me. He says, and for me that, what for you pray for me? That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. He says, pray for me that when I open my mouth, I will not gossip, I will not complain, I will not speak stories, but I will speak the word of God to the people. That's why we need to pray for one another. Our struggles, our problems, our sicknesses, these are all messages of God to the people. The gospel preached. Daniel preached, Job preached, Jeremiah preached when he was putting him in a well. All of them preached when they were having hard hearts, painful trials. And Apostle Paul, he wrote that while he was in jail. He said, pray for me that when I open my mouth, not to complain, but to tell utterance the gospel of Jesus, the word of God. And he said, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He said, you know, I am in bond. He was in jail. Apostle Paul was in jail because he was a Christian. Because he did not say that, pray that the bond will be broken. He said, pray that when I open my mouth, I will speak about Jesus in a clear way to the people who are around me. Hallelujah. He said, pray that I should speak boldly as I ought to speak. Not to appeal for Caesar, not to get Lord, or not to tell them, give me better food. But he said, pray for me that when I open my mouth, I speak boldly as I ought to be. Let's examine ourselves. When I'm preaching this message, I'm just looking myself as if I am, you know, just wearing clothes. There's no armor. Sometimes we forget to put on the full armor of God. Sometimes you are in a hurry, you forget the helmet. Home. The sword of the Spirit, keep it aside. You don't know where you have put it. Yeah? Your Bible. No more you are reading. Yeah? That's where really our life is. It's difficult. We move without preaching the gospel. That's why as if we are walking naked, we are bare feet. We're getting hurt every now and then, stumbling. We don't know how to move. The Lord would help us as we help ourselves, as we obey His word. Let's go again to the message. It's a simple message. Our strength is in the Lord, by the strength of the Lord. We need to understand that our battle is not against people. Although devil may use people, but our battle is not against people, but against demons and devils. We need to put the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet that shod with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, and don't forget your back. Pray for others and tell them, pray for me. Amen? Pray for others and tell them also, pray for me. I say it, okay? I will pray for others, but please also pray for me. Let's all stand. Can you say it? Can you commit yourself? I will pray for others, and please turn to your right and to your left, and please, please pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. I magnify you. I worship you. I adore you, Lord. Jesus, He is at the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. He's at the right hand. Amen. We are here. Jesus is interceding for us, and Jesus wants us to pray for other people. Pray for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Put on the full armor of God. Catch your pieces. Have you helmet? Do you have a breastplate of righteousness? Check the breastplate. If it is defective, there is sin. I need to repent. Come back to the Lord. Check the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Are you reading daily your Bible? We need to be reminded every day. Thank the Lord. God bless you. I magnify you. I worship you, Jesus. Lord, and I will save you. Pray for me so that when I open my mouth, I can have given to me so that I can proclaim the message in boldness in the way that ought to be. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. I magnify you. I adore you. You sit down, Lord, at the right hand of the Father in majesty. Open your mouth and worship the Lord. At the right hand. Yes, oh God. The Father in majesty. Hallelujah.
You sit down
at the right hand.
You're my master, you're my owner, and I love you.
thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for tonight. Thank you for reminding us, putting the full armor of God, to be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Oh God, I put the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the feet that shod with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, Lord, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and pray in the Spirit all kinds of prayers, and pray for me so that when I open my mouth, that utterance will be given to me, that I proclaim the message in a bold way, as I ought to be. Oh God, I pray that this message will be cherished in our heart by the Holy Spirit in our life. We will apply it daily, oh God. Watch over us, strengthen us. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here that your salvation will flow in his life, to know you, to follow you in a deep way, in a close walk with your God. Bless us, indeed enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah.
They call him Jesus.
Yes. Amen and praise the Lord.